Hey, this is Miss Melissa, the Bathtub Mermaid, and you are listening to Tales from the Tub. Tonight, it's the Dog Days of Podcasting, 2015, day... It should be day 6, but it's day 5 because I skipped yesterday.
I'm sick of the soap in a bathtub, love. I need something to hold.
So it's technically day 6 of Dog Days of Podcasting, but for me it's only day 5 because I had a horrible migraine for most of yesterday afternoon and evening. I did interviews all day long, partly for this project and partly for something else, and then I don't know if it was the heat or if I ate something with MSG in it, which is one of my triggers. So I have to be really careful with Chinese and Japanese food because soy sauce contains MSG even when they don't add it to the food. So I didn't record last night. And today I spent the entire day guitar shopping, which is a blast. I don't play the guitar. I have held maybe 3 guitars in my life. I've strummed. I mean, I've played other people's very badly because I really don't know. I understand the physics of the guitar, but I don't know like where what string is what note, and that's what I want to learn. But I've played cello for 36 years, so I know how stringed instruments work. So it was really interesting walking into Guitar Center today because I've been doing a lot of research online to figure out what kind of guitar I want. And so far, I have determined that I need either a 3/4 size traveling guitar or a parlor guitar because I'm 5 feet tall and I have really small hands. I play a full-size cello, but the mechanics of cello are very different than the mechanics of guitar in terms of how you position your hands. So I can do that, but there are some stretches, especially the really, really long interval stretches, that really hurt my hands because I don't have quite as much reach as I really should have. But I've been playing it since I was 9, and when you learn something that young, there's a combination of muscle memory and learned flexibility that helps you play. So it was really interesting going into Guitar Center today because first, all the guys there, and cause there were no women working there, I don't know why I'm surprised, but they were nice guys. I mean, they were all very sort of carefully, casually edgy and sort of acceptably disreputable looking. And I don't mind that. Because, you know, it's Guitar Center, you expect it. But they were all really sweet, sweet guys. And they were like, dude, you play the cello? And I'm like, well, not dude, but yes. Wow, I tried to learn that once and it was just too hard. And I'm like, well, I want to learn guitar. So, you know, we'll just switch. Most of them seem to agree that going from an orchestral string to guitar is easier than going the other way. I don't know if that's true, but I guess I'm going to find out. So I looked at 2 guitars that I really, really like. One of them is by a company called Luna, and they make this line called the Safari Muse that have, like, pretty scrollwork and etchings and Celtic half-moon symbols and stuff like that. And that line, it's all laminate. So they're really pretty, but they're not made of real wood. They're made of HPL, which is high-density particle laminate. And as I said, they're really pretty, but the sound's a little thin. And the one I really, really liked, they didn't have, but they have it in the Dallas store because we went to Arlington. And we'll probably go look at it this week because I will not, even though I'm willing to order a guitar online, and I will totally order it from Zounds if they don't have what I want in stock at Guitar Center, I will not order it if I haven't at least played that model. Because it's a musical instrument, and you have to touch it and hold it and see if you like the way it sounds and you like the way it feels, and it's really almost like purchasing a pet, only you don't have to clean up after it when it does something horrible. But I played this the Little Martin LX1, and that one, even though the back and sides are mahogany laminate, the top is solid spruce. And the difference between playing that one and playing the next model down, that was also a Little Martin, but an all-laminate one, the resonance was just crazy better. So I'm leaning towards the Martin, even though it's at the top of what I want to spend. I really don't want to go over, like, $350, just because I've never played guitar. And if I don't stick with it, I don't want to spend so much that I'll feel guilty if I don't stick with it. And I also still have to buy lessons, but this is my birthday present from my husband and me to me. So I'm really excited. I haven't bought a new instrument in, over a decade. The last purchase I made was my cello, and those are, even the basic school versions are over $1,000. So being able to buy any kind of musical instrument that isn't like a children's Fisher Price thing for under $500 is pretty amazing to me. So that's what I would have posted if today's was the only podcast. But yesterday I was going to tell you a new theory of everything, and this one comes from Chuck Tomasi, who I'm having a conversation with tomorrow night, and we'll be posting later in the week. And I just want to take a minute and say that one of the things I really enjoyed, and it really kind of started last year when we were all reacting to Robin Williams dying, because we all started talking about how that affected us, and then we were commenting on how it affected each other. And I've noticed that that give and take has carried over into this year. And so a lot of us are responding to each other's posts and answering questions. And Chuck has been incredibly supportive and sweet. And so he sent me a theory of everything and said I could use it. And here's his theory of everything put into my vernacular. So I have this theory that the universe does not want all the light bulbs in your house to all work at the same time. At least one must be out. This is equilibrium. If you replace it, whether a day or a month later, the universe will go back to equilibrium and take the life of another light bulb. So I just want you all to think about the fact that every time you replace a dead bulb, you're causing the death of another. That's all I have for you today. Thank you for listening. I'm going to run the same Dog Days of Podcasting general promo that I did 2 days ago, because I think it's cool, and because it's the one that I have loaded on my iPad, and I'm extremely lazy when I'm in migraine hell. Have a great weekend.
The Dog Days of Podcasting is an annual challenge for podcasters and listeners alike. In the month of August, the Dog Days of Summer, a group of intrepid creators gather to produce a show a day for a full month plus. It's the loosest rules of any challenge you'll ever find, so join anytime if you'd like to be a part of the challenge. If you'd like to listen to all the shows, you can find the list of participants, as well as the master feed, at dogdaysofpodcasting.com. There are dozens of podcasters participating this year. The only thing that would make it more fun is you. So come along to dogdaysofpodcasting.com and cool off with some chill podcasts.
The Bathtub Mermaid Tales from the Tub is written and produced by Melissa A. Bartell and, unless otherwise expressly stated, is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike International License. The show is recorded and produced using the Boss Jock application for iPad. Music for The Bathtub Mermaid is provided by Mevio's Music Alley, a great resource for PodSafe music. Visit them at music.mevio.com. The opening song is Soap in a Bathtub by Stony. The closing song is You Can Use My Bathtub by Little Tom. For show notes, links, and contact information, visit me at www.bathtubmermaid.com. You can also follow me on Twitter, at Melissa, spelled M-E-L-Y-S-S-E. Thanks for listening. And remember, never let your bathwater get too cold.
Steam is drifting into the night. It's cold outside. You're coming off a scary street. On inside, well, I know how it feels, babe, to feel unclean. Most everybody knows to feel that stain so deep inside. Still it shows, but you can use my bathtub. understand. You can use my bathtub. Yes, you can.